She says she thought she was coming to America the right way.
Yo me imaginé que al llegar aquí,
I imagined that coming here this way, the way that I did, was going to be better than crossing illegally.
Speaking through a translator, this asylum seeker says drug traffickers threatened her entire family. So she and her young son fled to the U.S.-Mexico border. They walked up to a checkpoint and formally asked for asylum.
I know that my son is safer here. And in regards to that, I know that here, you know, there's not going to be a day that, you know, somebody comes into our house and kills the two of us.
Pero la verdad, ay, no.
We're not using her name because she's worried that the people who threatened her could find her in the U.S. Plus, asylum advocates say publicizing the names of asylum seekers can jeopardize their applications, and this woman's case is pending in front of a Denver immigration court. That's where she is on this day, and she's not alone. The courtroom is packed, with men, women, and children having their initial hearing. Parents sit stone-faced, some have been crying. Their kids sit next to them or on the floor, keeping busy with books and crayons. The presiding judge is Allison Kane. She addresses the families as a group, telling them that they have the right to apply for asylum, the right to hire an attorney, although the court will not appoint one if they can't afford it. She gives the families 4 months until their next hearing, and it's over in less than an hour. A volunteer distributes blank applications for asylum, and everyone is dismissed. Sitting next to her son, the mother says it didn't seem like the court cared about her case at all. It was just like paperwork to them.
The biggest loophole drawing illegal aliens to our borders is the use of fraudulent or meritless asylum claims to gain entry into our great country.
President Trump speaking from the White House just before the midterms.
And then they never show up, almost. It's like a level of 3%. They never show up for the trial. So by the time their trial comes, they're gone. Nobody knows where they are.
That 3% claim is actually wrong. According to the Justice Department's own statistics, 89% of asylum seekers do show up for their hearings. Still, most proceedings take a long time, as long as 3 to 5 years, due to an immigration court backlog of more than 750,000 cases. During that time, asylum seekers are here, living, working, and sending their kids to school.
The Trump administration really wants to get rid of that perverse incentive to come.
That's Sarah Pierce. She's an analyst for the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., a nonpartisan think tank. On the expedited family docket, the courts are expected to make a decision in a year. The idea is that fast-tracking the process will discourage families from coming at all. But Pierce says it doesn't work that way. The Obama administration tried to expedite cases of unaccompanied minors back in 2014.
The children frequently didn't show up for the immigration court hearing because they didn't even know they were having it. It also makes the migrants less prepared for their hearings. They have had less time to find an attorney and prepare whatever evidence or argument that they're going to make before the court.
And she says that makes it harder to make sure everyone gets due process. Matt O'Brien also believes fast-tracking family cases is a flawed directive, but for a different reason. He's with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a group that pushes for tighter immigration laws.
Our opinion is that we should be handling all immigration cases in a way that's equitable and that sticks to the laws as written by Congress. You know, if you've been languishing in a removal proceeding for 5 or 6 years, why should the fact that someone has now come and made an asylum claim, which may or may not be legitimate, a basis for them to be moved to the front of the line?
O'Brien's group would rather see fewer people have a hearing at all by raising the bar on what constitutes credible fear in the first place. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Dari Buscarin.